He came in the second half when Robert was knocked out of the game. So we've got some tape of us playing against them. We've got some preseason tape. Albeit he didn't play a whole lot in the preseason. He was injured in the second preseason game with a sprained foot. So it will change, I think, a little bit of what they're going to do offensively. I think they'll still have some form of the read option, but probably not nearly as much. Kirk is a strong-armed quarterback. He had the big, long touchdown pass against us last year up there. We had a blown coverage, but he can throw the ball down the field. So we've had to switch gears here in the middle of the day in terms of our preparation. But, we kind of went through that last week, so we're used to it.
I'm assuming no Deku today, in the event he couldn't go, what have you guys gotten out of Zeke since he's really kind of come on the scene for you guys?
I thought that Zeke did a nice job in his 50-plus plays in the game last week. He made some really good tackles as he came to the line of scrimmage. We'll know more on Thomas in the next couple of days. He's in the concussion protocol. But Zeke did some good things. So if Thomas can't go, then Zeke will get another opportunity to go out there and play. And if Thomas is not playing, that'll bring up Ishmael, too. So we'll get an opportunity to bring another rookie from our draft class and have him get some playing time as well.
From that draft class, Coach Nolan yesterday spoke really highly of it, said that he thinks it's going to bear out to be a really good class. What have you thought about it at this point in year one?
Well, we've definitely had more guys play than any time since we've been here. And I think that it's great experience for the future. We've got not only the draft class, but the two college free agents. They're actually the three, Darius Johnson on the offensive side, and we think Ryan Schrader's got a chance. So the draft class has gotten more experience this year than any time since we've been here.
Boise State with the news today that they were going in a different direction with their head coaching. Dirt had talked to them. Have you had a chance to talk to Dirt about that and his future here?
I have, and of course we're very excited that Dirk is going to be here and with us. We all know what happened and transpired today, and Dirk's been an integral part of the success that we've had. We want him to be here, so looking forward to continue to work with him.
I know you want what's for an individual coach, you want what's best for them, but I mean the fact that he's not likely going to be gone, and you keep that continuity going. I mean, after years of OCs kind of coming and going, has that been really nice for you guys?
It is. You want continuity. You want continuity on your team as much as you can, and you want it with your coaching staff. And it will be good to have Dirk with us. He's a great coach, and he's a good leader as well. And he does a very good job with the offensive staff.
In the normal working world, it doesn't always get out if somebody's interviewing for another job. Is it awkward for Dirk and you or any assistant coach in a situation like that?
No. This is the time of the year when there's speculations, all kinds of things going on. And it's part of athletics, not just in football, but in all sports. So it's not awkward. You have to have collaboration in terms of what's going on. And, I've known Dirk a long time. There may be other coaches on our staff that will get opportunities as well. You never know.
But you've talked about that for years, that, when you have a good staff, there are always going to be inquiries. What's it been like to be able to keep, good cores of your staff together? And Matt Hetson had to go through a lot of different changes as quarterback.
Well, I think it's important. You want continuity. You want the opportunity to grow together. I think most quarterbacks want to have the guy that they can work with for a number of years. I know if we have success like we've had in the past, we know that we'll have the potential of losing some coaches. Fortunately, we've been able to keep the guys here.